Wake up in the morning.
You're listening to Holly and Neera, the podcast. Wake up when
you want you. I like the gossip.
I like the humor in it.
It puts you in a good mood. 94.5 Virgin Radio.
Here are your hosts, Holly and Neera.
Hey, thanks for checking out the pod. That's what the kids call it. Okay, would you wear a single ring? This thing is like trending online, but would you actually wear one? We're going to talk about that. Plus, do you think you'd be interesting to borrow? We got to talk about this new human library in Denmark. And to get it going, the best and worst places to survive a zombie apocalypse in Canada. P.S. Vancouver, we are screwed. Take a listen.
Holly and Neera. Virgin.
Well, we're screwed. The best and worst cities in Canada to survive a zombie apocalypse. The list is out. And Vancouver,
we're in trouble.
This website called Rentola did the study. I have no idea why. But they came out with this list of the best and worst cities in Canada to survive a zombie apocalypse. And they based it on five categories, Scott.
Okay.
Okay, the categories were vulnerability, mobility, hideouts, supplies, and safety.
Okay. So they seem like important things.
Yeah. Vulnerability, mobility, hideouts, supplies, and safety. Safety was like crime rate and all that.
Okay. Sure.
The number one place you want to be when a zombie apocalypse hits in Canada is Edmonton. Number one. Number one on the list.
Really?
Ironically, they filmed this show, The Last of Us, in Alberta.
And maybe that's wise, because they knew that it would be the most authentic to, like, zombie apocalypse
survival. They just did the best. They were just like, they've got all the, I mean, if you think about it, though, like, supplies, like, Edmontonians, you know, they're like a hard-working blue-collar crew. Like, you know, how many people own, like, a jackhammer there? Everybody?
I was going to say there's probably a lot of firearms there because of the hunting community,
for
right?
Sure.
People like to hunt and stuff.
For sure. A lot of machinery.
Yes. Yeah.
You
big,
know?
Big trucks with big tires on them and
totally.
Stuff.
Totally. Yeah. So number... And there's endless oil. Well, not endless. Number one, Edmonton. The place you want to be if there's a zombie apocalypse in Canada. Number one, Edmonton, followed by Saskatoon. And then Guelph, Ontario.
Wow, Guelph. Okay.
Okay, Vancouver, number 22 on the list.
Oh, wow.
We are way down, way down.
I would have thought we would place higher because it's like, oh, you can get on a boat and just like go out into, or like maybe we could go over to like Bowen Island and hey, we're cut off because of the island or we could go into the mountains and the zombies can't come into the, I don't know. I thought maybe that, but.
The city that did the best in BC was Kelowna. They were number 7.
Okay.
So, K-Town, what's up?
Same thing. Probably a lot of firearms. They hunt up there.
They said this about Vancouver. Our strongest advantage in Vancouver against the zombies was our mobility because we're so outdoorsy. We're in good shape here. We walking. We're into the mountains and we ski and like we can swim.
Do the gross grind. See you catch me now,
zombie. Wait till you hit the quarter mark. You're like, what?
Holly and Neera.
Holly and Neera.
Virgin Radio.
They're all the rage, but would you wear one? I'm talking about a single ring. A single ring. It's the opposite of an engagement ring. It's a special ring that you wear to let people know that you are single. A single ring. So I thought I'd bring in our single producer.
Yeah, I'm not wearing one of those.
Hi, Darren.
No way.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You are single and ready to mingle. You're out there in the dating world.
Yes, I am indeed.
Okay. Single rings. There's actually an official single ring as well. There's a company making money off this idea. They're called Pair. Pair Rings. And their mission is to get rid of dating apps and get back to natural connections.
Okay. I like that idea.
Okay. By wearing this single ring, you can show people that you're single, you're open to being approached. This pair single ring is only $20, Darren. It's like rubbery kind of material, so you can wear it in the shower. You can it can get wet. It can be dry. It comes in bright colors, so it really stands out. So if you were at, say, the grocery store, and everyone's ooh, a fluorescent pair. She's got a single ring on. She is ready to be approached. She's open to meeting new people. She's single.
I think it's kind of trashy and borderline desperate. So that's
really?
Why I wouldn't.
Darren?
Yeah, well, don't people say, though, when you wear a marriage ring, for example, or an engagement ring, you get way more attention? Dudes say that all the time. They're like, oh, when I put the ring on, I get so many girls hitting on me.
Yeah. First of all, love that you call it a marriage ring. That's adorable. I've never heard that before. It's my marriage ring.
Wedding ring?
Maybe it's an Irish thing. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, engagement ring.
Engagement ring.
Wedding ring.
Wedding ring.
Yeah, then, sure. Yeah. The wedding band or whatever. Yeah.
But yeah, when you wear those.
Right.
Did you notice when you got married, you got more attention?
100%. And it kind of makes you look at the person and be like, hey, somebody wants you.
Yeah.
So maybe I want you too. Like, you do get intrigued. You're like, oh, they're married.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Where's your partner? I want to see them. Like, who are you married to? Like, what's up?
So I think the single ring would have the opposite effect. It'd be like, oh, gross.
Like, person is really putting it
so desperate to.
And they sell men's and women's single rings. I mean, more women are wearing them, but like, dudes are rocking the single ring as well. They kind of have the vibe of like the, you were telling us that you went to this party before, this like traffic light party.
Yeah, traffic light party or stoplight party.
Which this is
was,
what?
Basically, it was back in college when you started. And they go on all the time. They still happen. That you wear green if you're single.
Okay.
You wear red if, you know, you're not single, you're committed. And if you're unsure or you're a bit like, oh, I could be tempted, you wear like amber or orange.
Oh.
Yeah. So green means
yellow
go,
in
obviously.
Between.
Yeah.
Ah.
And those were fun. And what happened was because obviously if you're in a relationship, you're red. But
not every relationship. Darren is 2023.
True.
Come on.
That's true.
Okay.
But if you're in green, and I wore green the first time because I was like, I'm single.
Yeah, you did.
But then I was told by a lot of people, no, that's desperate. You got to put on the orange.
Oh.
Amber, a bit of mystery. Oh, this person's not sure.
They're not sure. They might be taken. They might be thinking about committing, but they're not sure.
Yeah. So I guess the single ring is kind of like having the green traffic light on.
Okay, so flip it. If you, because you're single, when you meet a girl, a woman, then you see she's got a wedding ring on or engagement ring, are you more like, ooh, what's up? Like, does that intrigue you at all?
No, that wouldn't intrigue me. I think, no, that's... I would like to think no. Maybe after a few drinks, I might be a little bit like, hey, where's your other half tonight? Usually, no, that would keep me back. I'm trying to think.
Okay.
I'm somewhat a good guy, yeah.
Okay, all right. So do people at these, would you ever hit on at your traffic light, little traffic light parties, would you hit on someone wearing a red shirt, red whatever?
Again, this all depends on how many drinks I'm having.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows?
Maybe.
Because
They're there.
I was going to say.
They're at the party.
If you're in a relationship, you're entitled to go to the party, of course. But, you know, you are there. So maybe there's a tiny little bit of doubt in your mind about your partner.
Yeah. I'd say. You're at a traffic light party.
Yeah, true. So
interesting.
Maybe in this case, red does, there's a little bit of go in red. You could, you know, it's when it's amber and it's about to go red and you start speeding up. Maybe that's...
Yeah, people run red lights all the time, Darren.
There you go.
Holly and Neera. And now, The Biz with Neera.
Neera's up. I'm Holly filling in. Okay, so who is the most popular musician in the world according to the people at the Guinness Book of World Records as today's top biz story? And the answer is Canada's own The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
Everybody loves him around the world.
Do you think that Drake is secretly like sitting in the corner just mumbling and grumbling? Oh, it's supposed to be me. I could have been that guy.
A little bit, maybe. Maybe he's a little bit mad. Justin Bieber's like, who? Pardon me. This is according to the Guinness Book of World Records. It's all based on how many streams artists get every month. And The Weeknd gets 111.4 million streams a month on his music. And he's the only artist to get over 100 million streams of his music every month.
I mean, dude has some hits.
Oh my God. Endless hits. Yeah. And if you've never seen him, he is incredible live.
Oh, really? I've never seen him.
Oh, my God. It was such a good show.
Cool.
Yeah. I've seen him twice. Incredible. The most popular musician, number one, The Weeknd. Here's the top six. Number six, Ed Sheeran. Number five, Rihanna. Number four, Taylor Swift. Number three, Shakira.
Okay.
Shakira.
Yeah.
Number two, Miley Cyrus. And The Weeknd, number one. But here's the trip. The Weeknd may be the biggest musician, the most popular musician in the world. He's not the highest paid. And this tripped me up because I just assumed, wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah.
No, Phil Collins and Genesis are making the most money of a musician so far this year.
Holding
your heart. Great.
I do love Phil Collins.
See, Phil Collins and Genesis is, come on. Your parents love them. You got to love them too. But what they did is they sold their entire music catalog this year for like $300 and something million. So far in 2023, Phil Collins and his crew from Genesis have made $230 million.
You know what's the kicker about that? Is they were probably rich before.
I know.
You know?
I actually don't understand why artists sell their catalog, especially if they're not like... Like, you can't, can you not pay your rent? Are you not eating?
Right.
Like, no, you're Phil Collins.
Yeah, exactly. You could just decide to go on tour and come home probably with another, like, I don't know, I'm spit, but like $10 million,
you know? Feels weird as an artist. Like, isn't that so close to you? And you've just sold your entire music catalog. But like, even the Beatles did it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a thing.
I feel like maybe it's just like, okay, I'm kind of done with like this section of my life. So I'm just going to cash a check.
That's weird.
Might as well. I don't know.
Anyway, Cameron Diaz has an announcement for us, you guys.
Is that a hair gel?
Amazing scene.
Is that a hair gel?
Great movie. Something About Mary. Cameron Diaz has an announcement for us, and the announcement is she's retiring from acting.
I thought she was already retired. When's the last time she was even in a movie?
Well, she's filming what she says is going to be her final movie right now with Jamie Foxx. It's for Netflix. It's called Back in Action. And she says once the movie is done filming, she will be done acting for good. She's going to retire and just focus on being a mom to her 3-year-old daughter, Radix.
See, like to the point that we were making before. Got enough money. Doesn't need to make any more money, you know? Probably good to just like cruise off into the sunset and enjoy a normal life. Like expensive normal life because she got a lot of money.
She does. I never understand the announcing that I'm quitting acting. Why not just stop?
Yes, and then
why
if you change
make it
your
such
mind,
a big deal? Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe to like get the headline.
Maybe like see Cameron Diaz's final movie.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like she's back,
right.
Like guaranteed, guaranteed. And the best news of the day, Scott. It could happen. It's been confirmed. We might be getting Wayne's World 3.
So Claudia Schiffer, we salute you. Sha-wing.
For real.
Holly Conway, do not toy with me. You do not know how important this movie was to me growing up, and it still is, and how often I can quote it.
It's one of my most watched movies of my life.
Yeah, it's so good.
The original came out in 92, an absolute smash classic. If you haven't seen it, watch Wayne's World. Then the sequel came out a year later, and since then, Wayne's World fans have been like, dude, you know that Wayne's World, the original, cost $20 million to make, which is absolute peanuts.
Yeah.
It made $190 million.
Yeah.
Like, cha-ching.
Yeah, and I mean, Mike Myers was already a big star, but that's really like his greatest, like, crowning achievement.
Totally.
The characters from SNL. It's just so, I love
it's
it so much.
It's a cult classic.
Totally.
Anyway, when asked if it was going to happen, Dana Carvey last weekend, Garth, was like, yes, we're all over it. A partial script has been written. The movie studio says yes. Now all they need is Mike Myers.
Oh, come on, Mike. You got to do it.
He's like, He remember they did the Super Bowl commercial together last year for Wayne's World, and that killed. And he was like, yeah, that was super fun, but I don't know. Apparently, he's also working on a new Austin Powers movie, so maybe it's a timing thing.
But
everybody except Mike Myers is into Wayne's World, and you can't do Wayne's World without Wayne. Anyway, there you go. I'm Holly, and that's The Biz.
Holly and Neera.
Do you think you would be interesting to borrow for half an hour? I'm asking because there is a new human library that just opened in Denmark. And instead of borrowing books, you borrow a human and listen to their life story for half an hour.
Who are the people in your neighborhood?
And people are loving it in Denmark. And they're like way ahead of the game over there. You get 30 minutes with each person. And each person in this human library has a subject depending on what you're searching for. So you would have like a nickname, a like subject line for yourself. And then that person could decide whether or not they'd like to sit down with you for half an hour to borrow you and hear your life story. Some of the subjects, the people that you can listen to and borrow for half an hour in this human library, someone named divorced, somebody whose subject is chef. Another person's subject is single. Another woman is survivor. Unemployed is another man. So then you sit down with these people and you hear their life story. You can learn from them. You connect. And then you can ask them questions. You have 30 minutes total, and it's all volunteer-based. My question is, do you, as a human, I'm here with our producer Scott and Darren, do you guys think that you would be interesting to borrow for half an hour to hear your life story?
I think that I absolutely would. And by the way, I love this idea of borrowing a person and hearing
a human library.
It's a wonderful idea, I think. But I think I have some things to say. Yeah, I think I have some advice to offer.
I feel like you'd be just quips. You'd be a lot of quips, a lot of quotes, and a lot of quips, and a lot of like ha-has.
I mean, I think I would use those things to sort of help elevate my story and highlight my story.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say some things, and then it's like this that happened in that movie with quote.
Right.
But I do think there's some, I think I'm kind of interesting.
Really?
You know?
Okay.
I think I'm a juxtaposition, you know?
Okay.
So I think there's some stuff there.
Yeah, okay. I think Scott actually would be great at this.
Being in the human library?
Yes, because
being
he's got a lot of subjects or areas that he's really passionate about. So if I was like buying a car, I'd be like, I'm going out to the human library, I want to talk to Scott. And I'd take him out for 30 minutes. Or like buying a skateboard or 90s hip hop. Or,
sure, yeah.
You know,
so you've got all those things.
You've got a lot of areas, and you could give me a lot of information within 30 minutes.
Oh, sad dad bands.
There you go.
You love a sad dad
band. I could tell you about music that sad dads love.
Now, what would your subject be then, Scott? What would you go? Because you can't be like, I'm in every category. No. You'd get one subject to be bored for. Like, I know you're a big car guy. You're a big car motorcycle person.
Yes,
so
yes.
Would you go with that angle?
I mean, it would probably be that or, and you're going to laugh, spiritual consultant.
Oh, my God. Get it? Oh, my God.
Right, yeah. Okay. Bingo. That's my tagline.
Spiritual cursing. Okay, well,
consultant,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Darren, what about you?
I don't know. I don't have as... And this is... Like, people ask me, what are your hobbies? And I feel kind of bad, and I don't really have an... Anything that stand. I'm into house music quite a lot and disco, and I could talk about that. I think, but I feel sometimes I'm missing out on subject areas that I'm passionate about.
Right.
So I think I wouldn't be great on this. And also, it depends on the person I'm talking to. I might lose interest. You might get me on a bad day. Yeah. I think this is more of a Scott thing. Would you like this, Holly?
Well, I was going to say another thing you have going for yourself is you have a nice accent.
Yeah,
you're nice to listen to.
This
like
is true.
You might be boring and have no hobbies, but like at least you might be like, like you have a very like, I like the Irish accent. It's very like pleasant and like singy and like, I don't know.
Okay, well,
folky.
I guess that's something, but the information I would be giving you
Who knows?
Would be no use
boring,
to you.
Boring. Yeah. I'm like you. I have no hobbies.
See, I totally disagree, though. I would love to listen to you for 30 minutes.
So it wouldn't be about my hobbies, but like, sure, I could tell you some stuff.
Yeah.
What do you want to know about? I mean, I could have many subjects. I mean, I'm a mom, but that's, you know, meh.
Yeah.
I mean, not meant to being a mom, but like, that's not the most maybe exciting.
I think that you would be really good at talking about how to be successful in this industry.
Oh, because, God.
No, but you have done it, and I think managed to like maintain your holliness.
Right.
You know?
My holliness. Okay. Yeah. I mean, how many people want to hear that, though? That's boring.
A lot, I think.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. But even like successful relationships.
What not to do?
Well, you've had experience.
Yes, I have.
What to do and what not to do.
Okay.
So you could, like, if I was like, you know, started dating a girl, I could come to you, Holly, in the human library after I meet with Scott, and I'd be like, hey, I'm seeing this girl. I'm not sure. There's a few red flags. What do you think I should do? And I think you'd have a lot of advice.
Yes, I would. Yeah. I would. Okay, so Scott, you would be automotive / spiritual.
Sure. Consultant.
Consultant.
Yep.
Darren, you'd be Irish.
Okay.
I mean, Irish, it's just whatever.
Whatever.
I'd be like divorced, but then it worked out, or what not to do. Relationship guide.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've all got something, actually. Yeah.
We should do this.
A human library. Get in line.
Holly and Neera.